It's an interesting point of view. People have done a fair amount of research on the amount of time that young people spend either in front of the television or playing with devices or tweeting their friends and going up on Facebook and so forth. And those, in fact, are all significant distractions for young people. But in the learning process, my feeling is a balance, it makes much more sense. You're right. If you want to multiply two large numbers, you're probably going to type them into an iPad or something and have the machine do the work. And clearly that would be an issue if you could never do it manually and by hand. But in the world in which these children are going to live, they have to balance the difference between the expectations of what they can do creatively and the resources that they have available to use to do that. And so I'm a little skeptical about going that far back to removing all kinds of technology in the process of education. But certainly core sciences, in fact, I've always told people who are interested in getting into the computing and electronics industry that they better spend their time taking a lot of mathematics and a lot of physics and chemistry as undergraduates and not worry so much about the computing courses, because it's the core sciences that let you really move ahead when you get on into your career.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.